Back in March, the House Energy and Commerce Committee held a hearing on how the auto industry could help fight global warming. All the bigwigs in the U.S. auto industry were there, the heads of Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, the North American president of Toyota, and the head of the United Auto Workers. At the hearing, all of them agreed they would support a cap on CO2 emissions from vehicles. But they had a sort of caveat.
We believe that there's a lot of merit to it, and we believe if it's upstream.
For cap and trade, I think the further upstream you go, the more efficient you're going to be.
I'll just echo the upstream part.
The upstream, as I stated earlier, and the rest is absolutely critical.
That was Ron Gettelfinger of the UAW, Jim Press of Toyota, Alan Mulally of Ford, and Tom Lasorda of Chrysler. So what do they mean by upstream? Here's Ford spokesman Mike Moran.
Lower carbon fuels, so that it's just not what comes out of the tailpipe, but you're moving upstream and including the fuels that would be included in the equation in the transportation sector.
Basically, the idea is if you have less carbon in the fuel, you'll pump less carbon dioxide into the air. But car companies really can't take the carbon out of fuel. That's really more of a job for the oil industry. So are auto executives just passing the buck? David Friedman of the Union of Concerned Scientists says, yeah, they're dodging the issue.
The auto companies are basically finding more creative ways to say no, they won't do anything to improve their products.
Auto executives would say they're already working to improve their products, with millions of ethanol-capable vehicles on the road and a growing number of gas-electric hybrids. And many in the auto industry feel that they've been singled out for regulation in the past. The carmaker's main lobbying group, the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, says that for the past 30 years, the auto industry has been the only industry subject to carbon dioxide regulations. Though most people try to avoid saying so in public, there is clearly some tension between the auto industry and the oil industry. Lewis Burke is with ConocoPhillips. He says his company is willing to do more to cut greenhouse gas emissions. In fact, the oil company just came out in favor of setting up mandatory federal rules. Those include a possible system that caps carbon dioxide emissions and allows companies to trade carbon credits as if they were commodities.
You can cap and trade at some point down within the value chain, whether it's all the way upstream or whether it's, you know, pretty far downstream. You can also apply a carbon tax some way or throughout the whole value chain. The whole idea is it's got to be transparent. It can't penalize any one group.
So upstream, downstream, the point is something needs to be done. David Friedman of the Union of Concerned Scientists says everyone can do a little more.
Everyone has to do their part. That means car companies have to produce vehicles to get more miles to the gallon. Oil companies need to have lower carbon fuels. And yes, even consumers need to find ways to drive less.
It's still not clear exactly what approach Congress will take toward cutting auto emissions. But while leaders in Washington try to settle on a plan, local and state officials across the country are coming up with their own plans. California and 10 other states have their own plans to regulate tailpipe emissions. Those plans are being challenged in court by the auto industry. And California has also gone forward with the nation's first low-carbon standard for fuels. That upstream plan has the support of both auto and oil companies. For the Environment Report, I'm Dustin Dwyer.